May our hearts be open to instruction from heaven this night. Amen. As I have told you before, heart dwellers, the Blessed Mother has begun to come to us during the rosary every night and imparts a word of wisdom and encouragement. This is one of her most recent messages. Sometimes the instruction is personal, but there are other times when I can share it with you. For those of you, dear heart dwellers, who are new to the channel, we believe, based on Jesus conversing with Moses and Elijah, that the great cloud of witnesses are permitted at times to visit us for our edification. Before I came to the Lord, I was a trans medium for 7 years. As an evangelical, I completely denounced the idea that saints can speak to us, and I call them familiar spirits. But they are not among the dead, but the living. Just like the angels in heaven, they are permitted to visit us with graces for the very times we are in. While most evangelicals say that the great cloud cannot pray for those on earth, I challenge you to find that in the scriptures. The fact that they are cheering us on is cause enough to believe they can also pray. After all, they're imitating Jesus in heaven, and he prays to his Father for us. We call our friends to pray for us. Why can't we ask the angels and saints to pray for us? The bottom line is that the Holy Spirit permeates all of heaven and earth, and he's our conduit. He's the one that transmits our messages to the heavens and to the special intercessors God has chosen in heaven. So when we pray and ask for assistance here on earth, the Lord hears us. God hears us. Many of the angels and many of the saints hear us, and they respond with charity. Their entire lives are taken up in assisting us here on earth for the salvation of souls, which Jesus paid for. But the message still has to be delivered, and we need help. There's nothing in Scripture that contradicts that. People have many misunderstandings about Mary's role, and I would ask them to use the search engine on our website, heartdwellers.org, to find the 7-part series on what the scriptures say about Mary's role. I think it will clear up many misunderstandings. In any case, this precious creation of God, the woman who cooperated with God and brought forth his own son through the power of the Holy Spirit, loves us dearly and is always forming those souls who wish to have a deeper and more intimate relationship, in the purest sense of the word, with Jesus. She is the mother of the bride, and who is more qualified to form us to his liking than his mother. She's a wonderful intercessor. Mary began, "Dear heart dwellers, I want to speak more to you about music. Those of you who know that you've been called to speak comfort to others and to teach have been given special graces with your voice. You know that God created your voice to be calming and soothing to others. He had in mind the deepest desire of your heart to alleviate the suffering of others by bringing them to my son. You know how you feel compassion for those who are suffering. Deep inside of your hearts is love and compassion that comes from the Lord for all of those who are suffering. It is a beautiful gift to benefit the suffering. Not only the tone of your voice, but the wisdom God has given you in your heart to express God's love for souls. It is very healing. When these come forth together, healing is administered to the broken." And this is where music comes in. It opens channels to the deepest places in the soul It is like a crystal clear river flowing into a dry and cracked soul. In those cracks are so many hurts and infections, and music slowly brings in hydration and healing to those open fleshly wounds. Yes, coupled with voice and the right words, it is tremendously powerful. Just to be clear, it is not the music alone that does this. It's the anointing of God working through the musician that brings these things to pass. There is a channel that is opened by the sweet refrains in music and makes a way for the anointing to go really deep. All of this is the work of the Holy Spirit, and all of you who have the Holy Spirit and have been given this gift, it is a wonderful gift to exercise, not only for praising the Lord, but also for bringing healing to broken souls. It carries with it the power to heal and to draw souls into God and to seeking God and feeling His presence on some level. Music is healing. Intentional lyrics are healing. Your voice is reassuring and healing. Everything is arranged in vibrations. When you look out your windows into the emerald layers of tree limbs and plants and shrubs, all that beauty carries its own vibration. It inspires and uplifts, which is very healing. Not only the appearance, but the reality that they are alive and giving off their own songs. Yes, they sing to their Creator. They rejoice when they hear music to their Creator. And it's beyond your capacity to understand it fully. But in heaven, you surely will. Mother, I want to be in harmony with them, with the animals, the people, the earth, the rain, with everything. But distractions and pain draw me down and away. She continued, "The secret is in rising above how you feel and perceiving the life force of things outside of you. Transfer your attention to what is beyond your personal pain. Focus on the loveliness of what God has created for you to enjoy." And that brought back a memory from my past. Boy, I tried so many different spiritual paths before the Lord finally rescued me. So I said to her, "Yes, I remember in Scientology, they encouraged you to go out and look carefully at things around you to help you regain your balance when you're feeling frazzled." There were many things, she continued, that were useful in that religion. But without Jesus, it is all worthless. Yes, I know. My life went from the deepest, darkest midnight to sparkling daylight when the Lord found me. After her suggestions, I decided to go for a walk in the woods. And it was so breathtakingly beautiful. Raspberry bushes, elderberry, clematis vines in bloom, Oregon grapeberry, and lovely spruce intermingled with aspen. Oh, how beautiful. Lord Jesus, you put me in the closest place to heaven on this earth. Thank you so much. Our Lady continued. She said, "He loves your appreciation, Claire. All the little things you notice and praise Him for." Blessed Mother, I forget to praise Him. Truly, it is a feast for the eyes. She continued, "Heart dwellers, every time you exclaim, 'Oh, how beautiful,' every time it rises like praise to heaven, especially because you know He created it to bring you joy." Now, getting back to music, I have explained some very deep things to you about that, because I want you all to get a better understanding of why it is so important and why you were opposed so vigorously. Music is a great gift, and Satan opposes and perverts it to his own ends. You remember the scene from the movie The Mission, where the two brothers went to minister to the Guarani natives in South America. How they played the oboe, and the natives were mesmerized. They had killed the other missionaries that came before them. So they went and they sat in the forest and they played an absolutely exquisite melody. And that melody went to their hearts and mesmerized them. That is because they passed the brain barrier, she continued, and the sound went to their hearts and spirits and souls. That is the secret to music. It is a vibration that penetrates all aspects of a being, whereas teachings, reading, can inspire, but through a more filtered process. Music is direct. All of you who play music, it is accompanied by healing waves of love from my son. I want you to begin healing souls with your music. I want to give you a deeper meaning to what you struggle with, so you will find more joy and persevere. When you relax and let go, you can tap into something very special. There are so many songs that transcend sound and penetrate the soul. By the way, Julie True is an absolutely wonderful musician. She is so spirit-filled, and she plays freely on the keyboard and sings freely, and she's wonderful. Just a great musician for healing music and for dwelling music, for dwelling in the Lord's presence. I asked Our Lady, please help me with unbelief and fear. She said, that is why I drew you aside tonight. I want you to believe in yourself and the power of your gift. There are many gifts, communication through words, images, stories, and acting and music, all of them powerful, but most of all, music. Your voice is a whole other matter. To sing is to transform inwardly and outwardly the very atmosphere. Cultivate gentleness in your voices. I want you to believe in this gift. Believe in your voice. The tones can be beautiful, not in the same way as the world when they're putting on a show, but in a way where the vibration penetrates deeply into the soul, soul to soul, heart to heart. Oh, precious ones, the enemy hates holy singers so much. He works overtime, convincing them they're worthless and nobody wants to hear them. The deeper the soul is connected to the Lord, the more healing their voice and music brings. That is why we encourage one of your sisters as well. She has a lovely voice, and we will give her songs if she will really work at it. Try not to load her down with mundane tasks. I know, and I don't like to because she has so much else to do, but then the Lord tells her, go back to the kitchen. Our Lady continued, this is to foster humility. You see, all of you must serve on the lowest levels before my son will promote you to the higher. There must be a balance to offset the graces that could easily cause one to become conceited. That's why. I would like to try a little something tonight. I want you to play healing music deliberately. Will you do that for me? Oh, it is my joy. I want you to relax and flow. Focus on calmness and flowing. Focus on relaxing and allowing the Holy Spirit to prompt you. You are so used to working with Him, it should not be difficult or cause you any stress. Thank you, Mother, for taking time for me. Thank you so much. Go forward now, she said. And it was interesting because I went back to check on Ezekiel, and he said the minute he heard the music, it had a real and deep effect on him immediately. And he pointed to his heart and said it really calmed his heart. Well, that was a beautiful confirmation of what Our Lady was saying. And soon I hope to share that healing music with you. The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. Thank you for being with us on this channel, and thank you for supporting us and the community.